So we've been discussing the issue of Tosefes Shabbos. I wanted to talk about something that happened to me a few weeks ago. We made early Shabbos in my house, and it was during the Zman Tosefes Shabbos. We had somebody who was working in the house who hadn't left yet. We thought they were going to leave before, and for whatever reason, they were dragging their feet, and they weren't leaving. So we had an issue that needed to be taken care of on Shabbos by a non-Jew. So the question is it mutter to ask a non-Jew to do the malacha for you on Shabbos if it's during the Zman Tosefes Shabbos? So this was the shaila that came up, and this is something that's addressed directly in the Shulchan Aruch. So to give us a background, the Gemara Maseches Eruvin is discussing if somebody puts his Eruv in a tree below 10 tefachim, so it's considered an Eruv, and the Gemara discusses why you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, so it's not considered accessible for you on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains that kol davar shumach mishum shvus lo gazra lav bein hashmashos. So anything which is an Issa Durabanan, climbing a tree on Shabbos is an Issa Durabanan, and anything that is Mishum Shavuos is not considered Aser Bein HaShmashos, and therefore one is allowed to leave his Erev in the tree Bein HaShmashos, because that is when the Erev sets in during the Zman of Bein HaShmashos, and thus during that time period it was mutter for him to access the Erev and take it from the tree. That's the basic idea of the Gemara over there. And there, it's notable that the Gemara in Erevin tells us that you're not allowed to just stop making Erev for no reason. You make an Erev Lidvar Mitzvah. So this is something that's going to be relevant. Okay, so then the Torah, when he's discussing this halacha, points out, this is in Simon Shin Mem Beis in the Torah, Shin Mem Beis in Orach Chaim. So the Torah, when discussing this halacha, points out a Mishnah that hopefully we know, from Perek Bameh Madlikin, it's in Shabbos Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Safek Chashecha, Safek Eino Chashecha, Ein Ma'asrin Es Avadai Vein Madbilin Es Akelim. Right, so he says if it's a Safek, whether or not it is nighttime, which we would call Bein Hashmashos, so you're not allowed to separate Meiser, and you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim under those circumstances. So based on this, the Torah has a little bit of a contradiction. And if you look in the Magid Mishnah, this is what's quoted in the Torah. I'm looking in the Magid Mishnah now as well. So he quotes this stira, and the Magid Mishnah explains lefichach tirtzu shelo hitiru hashvusim bevein hashmashos ela b'makom mitzvah kazu ube'er v'chayotze bo k'divrei rabbeinu. He's quoting the Rambam. I'll read you the Rambam in a second. That one is only allowed to do malacha or an issur derabanan during bein hashmashos if it is for the Tzorach Mitzvah, which we pointed out, that you're only really allowed to set up an Eruv if you have a Tzorach Mitzvah. And that's the idea of the Magid Mishnah. Where is this coming from? Where is the Magid Mishnah saying this based on? So the Rambam in Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Yud in the Hilchos Shabbos says, Kol Advarim Shein Asur Mishum Shavus Lo Gazra Leim Bein HaShmashos. Anything that is Asur because of an Issur Derabanan is not Asur during Bein HaShmashos, Ela Ba'atzmo Shel Yom. Who? It's only usher during the Atzma Shel Yom Shein Asurin Aval Bein Hashmashos Mutar. Fine. V'hu Shahoya Sham Dvar Mitzvah Dochak. It has to be one of two possibilities: a Dvar Mitzvah or a Dochak. Ketzad Mutar Lo Bein Hashmashos Laos Be'ilan Aloshet Al Pnei Amayim Lo Habilula V'Shofer. So he can swim, or he can sail on the water. Or he can climb a tree to get a chetzah shel mitzvah, like a lulav or a shofar, v'chein mord min ha'ilan, o motzi min ha'karmelis erev she'asa. He can either take from a tree, or from a place which normally needs an erev, which is not a rishon sirab deraisa, an erev that he made. Then, that is point number one. Point number two, v'chein im ha'yid tarod v'nechbaz v'nitzrach l'davar shum mishum shvus b'en ha'shmashos ha'rei zemuter. If he is very upset, or he's bothered by something that he needs on Shabbos or he wants on Shabbos, it would be mutter to violate the Rabbanan for this as well. Avlam lo hayasham dochak v'lo dvar mitzvah also. But if it's not some sort of difficulty or it's for the sake of a mitzvah, then you're not allowed to do it. L'fichach, he master nesavad, he bein hashmash, zafa pishis, rafashis on meiser b'shabbos, mishim shvus. So he says, you're not allowed to separate meiser on Shabbos. That's what we saw from the Mishnah in Bamei Matlikin. Now let us separate Meisr on Shabbos because that's an Issur Derabanan, and you don't need to separate Meisr on Shabbos. You can just do it after Shabbos, no problem. This is the Psak of the Rambam, and in addition to the sheet of the Rambam, so we have the Torah quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah. So again, just to, before we get to Rabbeinu Yonah, just to summarize, so we have the Gemara in the Mishnah and the Gemara in Erevin seeming to say there are no Isurim Derabbanan during the period of Ben Hashemashos, and the Mishnah in Shabbos saying clearly that you can't violate certain Isurim Derabbanan during Ben Hashemashos, and the Rambam and the Maggid Mishnah explain that when it's a Tzorech Mitzvah or something that's really going to bother you on Shabbos if it's not done, then you can do it during the period of Ben Hashemashos if it's an Isur Derabbanan. However, if it's not something that's really a Tzorech Shabbos or a Tzorech Mitzvah, it's not going to bother you all that much, then you're not allowed to violate that Isur Derabbanan on Shabbos. That's where we are so far. The Torah then adds a very important point from Rabbeinu Yonah. Chayin Kazav Rabbeinu Yonah says the Torah, Shemutu lomer la'akum Ben Hashemashos la'ad l'kaner. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to light a candle for you during Ben Hashemashos. So this is the idea that they're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you, which malacha d'oraisa, obviously, and you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you Ben Hashemashos, and this is paskened in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Beis, where it discusses this topic of all the Isurim Derabbanan that you're allowed to do during Ben Hashemashos. Now, how's this relevant to what we were talking about? Because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, when discussing the issue of lighting candles, Zman Hadlakas Neris LaShabbos, so you have the first half of Halacha Aleph, or Sif Aleph, is straight out of that Mishnah of Savik Chashecha, Savik Enoshech Chashecha, etc. So he goes through in Malikas Haneros, in Masrenes Avadai, in Mabilas HaKelim, etc. And then the Shulchan Aruch has the second half of the Sif, where he says, "Umutar lomer le'ino Yehudi bein Hashemashos lahadlik ner tzorech Shabbos." He just quotes that part of the Rabbeinu Yonah that the Torah quoted in Shin Mem Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Shin Mem Beis, that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to light a candle for you during bein Hashemashos. "B'chein lomer lo lasus kol malachas shi letzorech mitzvah o shu tarid venechbaz alev." And he's allowed to ask the non-Jew to do any mitzvah, any malacha, which is tzorech mitzvah, or something that's bothering him. Again, that's the lashon of the Rambam that we had before. That is the end of the Mechaber. And then the Ramah adds in, v'chein mi shekibla alav Shabbos, shah ushtayim kodim chashecha, someone who accepted Shabbos upon him an hour or two before it got dark, that's what we call Tosefes Shabbos, yachol lomer le'inu Yehudi lahad l'kaner u'shar dvarim shetzorech. He's allowed to tell the non-Jew to do something that he needs. So this is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's basically Amir La'akum is mutter during, not only during Ben Hashemashos, but also during the Zman Tosefes Shabbos, which is interesting because we wouldn't necessarily have put the two together. We might have suggested that Ben Hashemashos is Safik De'oraisa. So we Safik De'oraisa, obviously we're Machmir, and certainly when we're dealing with the Safik Chilul Shabbos, we're going to be Machmir. But you wouldn't necessarily have carried that over to when you are Vadai Makabel Shabbos upon yourself. There, you might have thought that we would be Machmir. We wouldn't necessarily allow a Amir La'akum during that period. However, the Shulchan Aruch unequivocally paskins, it is mutter to tell a non-Jew during the period of Tosefes Shabbos to do Malacha on your behalf. Fine. And this is basically the standard Halacha. You have the Magen Avram in Sifkat and Vav, who quotes from a Chuvas Marshal, this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah as well. So how serious of a need does this have to be? So first he says, what are we talking about over here? So he says, Imlo Baliyado Yimitstarala. So he says, if you wouldn't be able to do it, you'd be upset. So you don't have to be in a situation on Shabbos where you're upset. So it says, Nimsa Shumitstar B'Shabbos, right? So mutter, if it's going to upset you over the course of Shabbos, then it's mutter to do it. Right then he says, "Ah, va'od libi nokef lahachmir demu esek gamur letzorech chol shein tzorech lo klal b'Shabbos." If lichastam has nothing to do with Shabbos whatsoever, it's not something you're going to benefit from on Shabbos b'chlal. So there, maybe you should be machmir and not do it. Feel mitzdarla, even if it's going to upset you, try to put it out of your mind and not worry about it. Not ask an anshu to do it for you on Shabbos. Av letzorech gadol o be'efsim ruba shari shvusim. So he says, but if it's something that's really bothering you, so then it's mutter to do it. And specifically, Amir La'akum, which is entirely the Rabbanan Dika invention, and therefore there's less of a reason to be machmir than perhaps by other shvus and derabanan. So you have the, and this is quoted la'alacha both by the Magen Avraham and by the Mishnah Brura, and he says that if there's any situation whatsoever that you're going to be upset on Shabbos, and it has something to do with Shabbos, it's not completely a weekday related thing that you, and you can't really put it out of your mind 100% on Shabbos, and even if it has nothing to do with Shabbos and it's a major loss or a major issue, then it would be mutter to ask a non-Jew to do it during this Zman Tosefes Shabbos as well. And just to close out, the Mishnah Brura points out that certainly it would be mutter to ask a Jew, right? It would be mutter to ask a Jew who was not yet Mekabel Shabbos to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. There's no question about that. Question then becomes, what about if the whole community already accepted Shabbos? That might be more machmer, so we'll have to deal with that a different time.